An Anita woman is lucky to be alive after a fire occurred at her home Monday morning. Firefighters from Anita and Wyota responded to the call about smoke and flames coming from the home at 306 Elm Street just before 8:30 a.m. Anita Fire Chief Dwayne Murphy says when they arrived, there was a large amount of smoke venting from the windows on the far side of the building and up in the attic. Murphy said firefighters were able to get control of the situation pretty quick.
At this point, we're not exactly sure what's happened. There was a report of some sort of a boom or a bang ahead of time. Our suspicions are it's when the air conditioner burnt through and vented. So we don't really think that there's any kind of gas or anything like that.
The initial investigation led them to believe it started on the inside of the home in the attic area, which is where most of the damage occurred. The chief said there was extensive damage to the home. A woman believed to be in her 50s was in the house at the time along with her dog.
The lady that was in there has got some injuries. I think she'll be fine, but it was incredibly hot. She was very lucky.
The woman showed indications she had taken in a lot of smoke and soot. Her name was not released. She was transported by Anita Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment and later flown by Life Flight from CCMH to a hospital in Nebraska for additional treatment of her injuries. Dwayne Murphy said the woman's refusal to leave the home to try and find the dog could have cost her her life.
The lady wouldn't go. She would not go because of this dog. And it's really hard to get across to people sometimes that even though they love their pet that much, that their health is more important. And where this lady had obviously she had some things here in her nasal area and obviously took in a lot of heat, she needed to go to the hospital. And it puts us in a really tough spot. I mean, we spent 25 minutes trying to convince her to go to the hospital when she needed treatment. And it's one of the things that, you know, when we're done, we'll do everything we can to find the pet or retrieve him. But, man, people need to be treated because if their health is in jeopardy, it isn't going to matter for the dog or the cat or whatever. There's not going to be anybody left to take care of it.
It's not clear if they ever found that animal, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Police in Atlantic reported on Monday the arrest Friday of 31-year-old Steve Pedersen of Atlantic. Pedersen was taken into custody on a charge of assault. He was booked into the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. An infant secured in a child safety seat was checked for injuries at the Shenandoah Medical Center following a single vehicle accident Saturday morning. Page County Sheriff's Office reports Landon Jared James Wright of Clarinda, who is less than 1 year old, was traveling in a 2006 Pontiac driven by 24-year-old Betsy Breanne Kreiner to Osmond, Nebraska. When a woman went to check on her son, the car drifted onto the west shoulder of southbound Highway 59. Kreiner overcorrected. Her actions caused the car to enter a ditch and come to rest near a bean field. Kreiner didn't have a cell phone with her. A passing motorist transported her to the Shenandoah Police Department. After authorities spoke with the woman, she took the boy to SMC to be checked for possible injuries. No charges were filed. The car sustained about $1,000 damage during the accident, which happened at around 11:30 a.m. Saturday, about 3 miles north of Shenandoah. And the Clarinda Police Department said only minor injuries were reported following an accident late Saturday morning near the intersection of Lincoln and 16th Streets. A 2004 Chevy Impala, driven by 60-year-old Carol Jean Shipley of Clarinda, was traveling east on Lincoln, approaching 16th at around 11:35 a.m. when she failed to stop at the posted stop sign. Shipley's car hit a northbound 2000 Dodge, driven by 19-year-old Caitlin Jo Gregory of Clarinda. The collision caused the Gregory vehicle to spin around. Shipley's car continued northeast at the intersection and came into contact again with the Gregory vehicle before it jumped a curb and came to rest in a yard. Gregory was transported to the Clarinda Hospital by Clarinda EMS, a passenger in her car, and Shipley. Both refused medical treatment. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,000. Shipley was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. And the Clarinda police reported also an arrest Saturday night following a domestic disturbance. Officers were called to the Meadow Run Apartments at around 11:15 p.m. Following an investigation, they arrested 29-year-old Edward Dwayne Mays of Clarinda for violation of a domestic violence protection order that was issued pursuant to a domestic altercation earlier in the month. Mays was being held in the Page County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Carrie Schmidt, age 87, of Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Carrie Schmidt will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Laura B. Nelson, age 89, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Laura Nelson will be today at 3 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Meryl Stolz, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Meryl Stolz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bonnie Wright, age 76, of Menlo, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonnie Wright will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Darlene Callender, age 86, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darlene Callender will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Darwin Turk, age 68, of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Darwin Turk will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Knoll, age 81, of Audubon, died Friday. Graveside services for Bonnie Knoll will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Concord Cemetery in Concord, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Henry Gayson Sr., age 87, died Saturday in Erling. Funeral services for Henry Gayson Sr. are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Kay Laverne Hamlin, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Kay Hamlin are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.